Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I like a little test. Takes me back to my teaching days. Mm-hmm. Kind of fun. TheHill.com told us this as part of a multi-step overhaul of the naturalization process. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says it is expanding and altering its naturalization civics test. It's going to get more complicated.
Okay.
It's going to get harder.
Really?
The applicants have had to take a naturalization test in some form for at least a century for the last few years. They had been using the 2008 version of that test. The Biden administration switched that to an older, shorter version of the test over concerns. There were concerns about potential barriers to the naturalization process. So, the USCIS is now going back to the 2020 version of the test, but they're adding 28 questions to the pool of potential questions. You can also find this online, by the way. Mm-hmm. There are 100 questions in the 2008 version. You can also see that online. So I have in front of me 20 of the 24 new questions.
Okay.
Because they're asking, could you pass it?
Yeah, I think I could. Here's something weird about me, though, JB, and I don't... Mm-hmm. I still to this day don't understand how this happened. I never took civics in high school.
Ever?
Never. Really? Never took it. And I thought.
You ever took social studies?
Took social studies, yes. But I thought civics was a requirement to pass high school in Illinois.
You did not have to pass a civics test
I never
junior year of high school?
Never took civics. I took.
Here are the
classes I took, and I think something happened. I think my. My counselor screwed up. I took world history freshman year.
Uh-huh.
And then I took U.S. history AP junior year. I never took civics. And it didn't occur to me until after I graduated high school. And it came up in conversation. Katie, to this day, it's like, you're lying. Like, you had to take civics. Otherwise, they wouldn't let you graduate. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
We didn't have to take civics. We didn't have civics as a separate class. And I was in a relatively small high school, 750 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just called social studies. You had to take it all 4 years. But in that social studies class, or as a part of that, you had to pass a civics exam by the end of your junior year to get your diploma. Your diploma is a fraud.
I know. I don't think I really...
Your high school diploma is not legit.
This is like a thing that's going to come back on me.
I think you need to pass all 24.
Okay.
I think you should have to get
Having
all
said that, I think I could easily pass it. Because I know a lot about U.S. history and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all of that. I don't know. And looking it up... Yeah, you are required to pass the Illinois Civics Education Act or
yes.
Test. I never took it. I don't know what happened. I have no idea.
What else have you cheated your way through life on? What else have you skipped? Did you take the driver's test or did they just give you a driver's license?
They
said, He looks okay.
I literally passed the driver's test by 1 point because the coach who was giving the test hated me so much. But then when I took it at the DMV, I passed with flying colors. They said I was great. All right.
Okay. Well, here's if you were actually going to try to become a citizen, mm-hmm. maybe you should have to do the same thing.
I'd be kicked out
applicants
of the country.
Will need to answer 20 questions out mm-hmm. of this pool, up from 10 in the current process. You only had to answer 10.
That's crazy.
Questions?
That's enough.
They're upping that to 20. Okay. A passing score is 12 correct, mm-hmm. which is twice the current benchmark of 6.
Okay.
The test will still be given orally. I take issue with that a little bit because not everybody, I'm not good this way. I need to see it written out. I'm better that way than if you just say it to me, but whatever, they do what they do.
Yeah, okay. I get it. Okay.
So.
Well, I get it because you could maybe cheat otherwise. So in the interest of that, I am going to close my laptop. Here.
I see.
Okay. You can see the keyboard for the other computer is over here. And my hands will be in front of me. So you can ask me these questions. I won't cheat.
So Quentin, if you could help me keep score, just in case I'm on track here. Hey, I think we should do the 20.
If you could just give me the answers in my headphones.
Oh, crap. That was on air.
If he doesn't know this, then
it's a problem.
We have bigger problems. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
What is the form of government of the United States?
A constitutional republic, a democratic republic?
Hold on a minute.
What counts? I don't think most people in Americans know that.
Here's what happens. Did we set this up
and now we can't do it?
No, we can do it. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what they, okay. They gave this answer weird. They gave me multiple ways you could say it, that it would be correct.
Okay.
Okay. So you can either say republic, okay. constitution-based, federal republic, or representative democracy.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so good. That mm-hmm. That was just a weird first one. Okay. Number two, the words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are in what founding document?
In the Declaration of Independence.
That would be correct. You are 2-0. Good. Mm-hmm. Why do U.S. representatives serve shorter terms than U.S. senators?
It's in the interest of the public because they are representing the people and the, I don't know, the general feeling of the people more than they are supposed to be foundational. Yeah.
That's good enough. Yeah. To more closely follow public opinion.
There you go.
I think that works. The president of the United States can serve only 2 terms. Why?
Because of the 22nd Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. They also say to keep the president from becoming too powerful.
Oh, if you wanted a more thorough explanation. Yes. Sure. Yes.
Either way.
That's why.
You have 4 questions correct so far. 4 out of 4. Why is the Electoral College important?
I would argue it's not.
I mean, you might dispute the principle of the question, but
you looking at some hanging chads in your head right now?
Yeah. The one that we have.
Hanging chads in 2016. Hanging chads and brads. I guess, it's important. One, it was a compromise made to keep the southern states in the union initially. And also, I guess, to give better representation to people who don't live in as densely populated areas.
Yes.
Okay.
The first part of what you said is almost word for word for what's on here.
That is.
And it decides who is elected president. That's how basic these questions are.
Okay.
Okay, so we're 5-0, 5-5 correct. How many Supreme Court justices are usually needed to decide a case? Wow, all you have to do is know.
5.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Out of 9? 5.
Unless you thought it was like a supermajority was needed.
You know, but how many Americans could you ask and get the right answer? How many justices are on the Supreme Court and they would just know it? I would say half of people wouldn't know the exact number.
I think that's right. I think people would just randomly start guessing and have no clue how many there actually are. Why do Supreme Court justices serve for life?
The initial idea was incorruptibility so that they can't be lobbied. But we've mm-hmm. seen that doesn't hold up, Clarence mm-hmm. Thomas. But that was the original idea, was that they don't go on to a better job after being Supreme Court justice and sell out to special interests.
The words sell out are not in the answer, but to be independent of politics or to limit outside influence. Yeah, that's correct. What is the purpose of the 10th Amendment? Question number 8.
The 10th Amendment, I don't know, I can't remember the exact wording. That is basically any powers not outlined in the Constitution go to the states.
That is almost word for word correct.
Yes. Boom!
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to think we're there.
Question number eight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why? I just laughed because they're assuming a lot here. Why is it important to pay federal taxes? Some people would say it's not.
That's a dumb question, though.
We call that a leading question.
Yeah, it is.
In order to fund the federal government? Is that
yes,
okay?
That's one answer.
Okay.
It's also required by law. It's also required by the U.S. Constitution.
That's not why it's important. It's just why you have to do it. But yeah, to fund the federal government.
Nine questions. Good job so far. The American Revolution had many important events. Name one. They give me six.
The Battle of Bunker Hill.
Yes, that's the first one on the list. Okay. Yes, and then there are five others. All right, number 11. Why were the Federalist Papers important?
They established the foundational principles of our constitutional democracy. They also were thrown out because they weren't conclusive enough. I don't know. What is it going to say? I feel like I'm getting this one wrong.
I'm going to go to the judge, Quentin, on this one. Here are the answers they give me. They helped people understand the U.S. Constitution. Lord help me. They supported passing the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah,
Judge?
I feel like the first part of Weir's answer covered that.
I think that's fine.
They established the basic principles of the Constitution. Yeah.
Okay. Thomas Jefferson is famous for many things. Name one out of the six they give me.
Is President of the United States, of Louisiana Purchase.
Sure. Yep. That's on there.
Okay. Secretary of State. I don't.
That's on there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I can't.
Writer of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Writer of the Declaration
founded
of Independence.
Founded University of Virginia. Yeah.
Yep.
I hate these questions. I don't like this.
These
I don't
are not
like that
hard.
They put these this way. Yep. James Madison is famous for many things. Name one.
Writing the Constitution.
Yes. Or fourth president of the United States.
Yeah, the president during the War of 1812. Okay.
Correct. That's on here also. Yeah. Oh, this is making me insane. Okay. Alexander Hamilton, this might be harder for some people, is famous for many things. Name one of these out of the five. This might be harder for some people.
He was the first Secretary of Treasury.
I don't know that everybody would know that.
Yeah, unless they saw
Hamilton. That's the first one they list.
Yeah. For being an amazing rapper. I mean, he could throw down them bars, buddy.
I mean, if he wasn't a president, not everybody's going to know who it is.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
But I think he's actually more famous than a lot of early presidents because of the play.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I was saying he was a good rapper.
That hurts.
Yeah.
All right. The Civil War had many important events, 500 of them. Name one of the eight they put on here. Civil War.
Okay.
Think battles.
Okay. Gettysburg, Antietam.
Sure.
Shiloh,
Vicksburg,
Manassas.
Fort Sumter.
Sure.
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, I knew that would be.
Appomattox.
Yeah.
Lincoln was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the fight
an
for
give.
States' rights.
Yeah, that's what it was.
All right, he's already passed the test by several
Woo-hoo!
Questions, but let's just go for 20.
I haven't got
20
one
in a row
yet. Let's see if I can get them all right.
Yeah. Which amendment says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, stupid wording, are U.S. citizens?
14th.
Yes, correct. Dwight Eisenhower, name something he's famous for.
Being the first head of NATO and president of the United States.
That actually is not on here. Being
NATO's
president
not
of
on
the United
there?
States is, yes, but being first president
deal.
Of NATO wasn't.
He stepped down from NATO to become president, and people thought he was actually taking a job cut. Anyway.
Here's the other thing about this test so far also is that most of it when it comes to history is old history. Here's the first one that isn't. Name one U.S. military conflict after the September 11th attacks. They give you three options.
These are ridiculous.
Yes.
The Iraq War.
Yes.
Afghanistan.
You probably could name the other two. Yes. Afghanistan and.
Actually, what?
Global War on Terror.
Oh, okay. That's what those are included in the same. Okay.
They put on here.
Yeah. That's dumb.
I don't like this test. Name one example of an American innovation. So dumb.
What?
They give you eight.
That's
there
the end
are
of the question.
9,000 of them.
The car?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, hold on.
Keep going.
Telephone, the TV, radio, I don't know.
Airplane, landing on the moon.
Sure.
Integrated circuit.
I'm confused. I thought this administration was supposed to be harder on immigrants. These are the easiest questions.
Okay, here's the one that people would probably miss.
Okay.
And I'm not going to pronounce this correctly. The nation's first motto was, I feel bad that I don't know how to pronounce, E pluribus unum.
Yeah.
You know, I was
out of many one.
What does it mean?
Out of many one.
You got all 20 correct. This is dumb. I don't like this test.
The only one I'm thinking that most people, because I was actually impressed that I pulled it out of my thick noggin, that people, it was the 10th Amendment. Like, that almost seems like it's put in there. Like, we're gonna make this really easy and then just put this really tough one in there that's gonna be impossible to get.
Also, I don't like open-ended questions like these for a test that is that important, because what if most of the time English is not gonna be their first language. So what if they don't put the wording exactly as it's supposed to be? Like, it's subjective then.
Yeah.
To whoever is grading the test, and then that person gets to decide. Make it multiple choice,
right?
So that it's everybody gets the same answers.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess the reason they do that is they don't want you to just get lucky. Just if you do
and just guess,
you just guess, and you guess correctly. Yeah. Now you get to be a United States citizen. That's not cool. Oh, I need to open my laptop back up.
I think next time we do all 100 questions and just
lightning round. Well, is it enough? I got 20 out of 20.
We do.
You honorarily passed your civics exam.
Thank God.
Like an American History Week, where every day we do 20 questions.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get through it. All right. Coming up, what is the true cost of the American dream? This sounds like we're making some kind of awful metaphor. We're kind of like we're Jack Kerouac and Ginsberg going out on the road, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about how much does it actually cost in dollars to live out the American dream these days. It's a lot more than you probably think. We'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think before we talk about how much the American dream costs to achieve in 2025, because we've got it now per household over the course of a lifetime, I want to talk about what the components are and if the traditional American dream is still something that, especially the younger people, if that's still the same as it was like for our parents.
Yeah, that's...
Because I'm looking at what's on here, because it's like eight components. I don't know that I always had all of these goals.
I don't know. Not looking at it, I'm not sure what they'll list them as. I would say owning a house.
Do you want to guess?
Yeah, owning a house.
Own a house.
I guess having a retirement.
Yep.
Being
that's
able to retire
there?
One day.
Mm-hmm.
Two kids.
Go on.
And a wife for husband being married.
Raising two children and paying for college.
Paying for college.
Yeah.
No.
Which is... if anybody wants to guess how much we're getting at, that's a big part of it.
I told my kids I'll pay for them to go to college. And by that, I mean whatever the transportation is, however much it costs to fly them
or
whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah. Preferably community college. I will pay for the, I will drive you there. Sure.
Okay. Three of the eight so far.
Decent job, I guess.
That is not specifically on here, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But you would need that to pay for all of this.
I don't know. That's all I can think of.
Owning a new car.
Oh, okay.
Is on here.
Yeah.
Healthcare, yearly vacation, pets, and a wedding.
Pets.
Those are the eight components of the American dream.
Okay.
Okay. Knowing that, do you have a guess on the amount, or have you already seen it?
Well, I did open the article. Okay. I was just scanning it. It's $5
million. $5
million
over the course of a lifetime.
Even the course of a lifetime, there's not many people are going to make that much.
Your biggest cost there is retirement, currently at $1.6 million, followed by owning a home at just under $1 million. Owning a new car is $900,000. The two kids and paying for college, they put at $876,000.
Mm.
That makes sense. $300,000 now?
Yeah.
Per kid?
Right.
Over the course of 18 years?
Depending on where they go to college.
Just raising.
So that's before college is that much?
This is also college, I think.
I don't know. It's
$100,000 each for college, probably?
Because the cost of kids is so baked in to everything. I don't think about we're buying more groceries than we did before. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if we didn't have two kids, we could live in a smaller house. I don't know that our driving situation would change that much because we both need cars to go to work.
I mean, I think a lot of that is daycare. A lot of that is childcare for when they're younger. I bet those expenses are largely before they go to school.
Yeah.
Healthcare is $400,000. A yearly vacation is $180,000 over the course of your lifetime.
Wow.
I'd have to play with that math a little bit. Pets is $40,000 and your wedding is $38,000, they say.
No. No, that's crazy. That's way too high.
That's average. Isn't it $35,000 right now the average wedding?
That's the average. It's not the median. Because there's some weddings that cost $10 million that are offsetting the majority of them that probably cost maybe five.
So that gets you to $5 million.
Yeah.
And they point out everyone's dream is different, but some human wants are universal. So Investopedia did this. They did this based on 1,300 adults to identify the goals they associate with the American dream. And these eight were the most in common. What's not on here? If you were going to add two more or switch a couple of these out, what's not on
Quentin
here?
Quentin has one.
Okay. Well, I did some quick napkin math here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to college, you know, that puts you at graduating at 22, right? And if you're if you're retiring at 65, that means you would work for about 43 years.
Okay.
So I divided that up, just your average salary. It would be a little bit over $116,000 to make your $5 million.
Well, that doesn't account for, inflation, though. Like, that doesn't...
That's what it is right now.
Right, that was my quick... That was my napkin math.
That would mean it used to be less, and it's going to be more in the future, and this is how much it is right now.
Just give you... an idea.
Yeah. Is that individually? Because a lot of couples collectively will make that.
Right.
Okay. So then divide it in half.
Yeah.
But retirement's going to be individual. Owning a home is going to be split if you have a spouse, but it's not if you're doing it by yourself.
Right. So back to your question though, Jamie, what is the modern, what else would be on there, or what should we change about this? Because the pets thing is weird to me. I like the idea. I like having a dog, but I don't consider it the dream to have a dog. My kid wanted a dog, so I got him a dog. I would say any more. I don't know. I don't know what people want besides your job on here. Yeah.
Like you said, there's nothing about.
Initially, there was. That was a big. Because I remember reading that years ago as James Tunslow Adams. Essay. He was the first one who talked about the American dream. And in that, it lists it off, you get a decent job with stability, which he wrote that during the Great Depression. So it was kind of a big deal for people to be able to have a job with stability.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that owning a new car is something that younger people, I've never cared about that. I want my car, no debt. Has always, not having debt, I could see being a goal.
You know what you could get, where you could get what the idea of the modern American dream is? You could get it from commercials What are you seeing the most commercials for? Okay, so cars, I think, even though it's not big for you, I think it is for a lot of people, having a nice new car.
Yes.
Homes. I guess having nice... options for men, like, you know, having that apparently is a big deal because that's what you see in the most commercials for. Getting drunk on the weekends. Being able to drink and have a good time.
Boy, this is shifting a little bit based on how old you are, but I would have said at one point, like today's young people think early retirement. Yeah. Not just retirement, but
being like, able,
more like living life on your own terms.
Yeah.
And so early retirement, not just retirement, and maybe sacrificing the two kids and paying for college to get the early retirement. I don't know that the two kids and paying for college thing is a part of the dream anymore.
Not as much as it used to be. That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know that getting married or having a wedding is as much the American dream as it used to be, because
I think
divorce rates are so high.
Well, actually, divorce rates are going down.
But they're still...
marriage rates are going down, too. Divorce...
That's what I mean. Weddings are...
Not as many people are getting married, but less people are getting divorced because people are more selective about who they're marrying. Does that make sense?
So, sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Either way, you don't need the wedding.
Yeah. You're right, because fewer people consider it necessary to get married, so fewer people are getting divorced, because people who do get married... really like each other. So I what else needs to be gone there? We'll just throw it out, farm it out to the text line. 913-586-7798. Traditionally, the American dream was a home, a nice car, kids, husband or wife, and what was the one that was weird? Pets.
Yeah, pets, wedding, yearly vacation, healthcare, owning a new car.
And retirement.
Two kids and paying for college, retirement, and owning a home.
What else needs to be on there? What's the modern American dream? 913-586-7798. We'll get your answers coming up on midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want the traditional American dream, that now costs $5 million over a lifetime. They asked 1,300 people, what do you think is in the American dream? And they came up with retirement, owning a home, owning a new car, raising two kids and paying for college, healthcare, yearly vacation, pets, and a wedding to get you to $5 million.
So we asked the audience to just text in 913-586-7798. What do you think needs to be the update to the American dream? Like, what in 2025 is the American dream? Got a lot of answers from the text line, 913-586-7798. 2125 says, honestly, my dream is health insurance that I can actually use. If I can go to the ER without playing roulette with my savings account, that's the dream. Yeah, that.
Okay.
I think
that's good.
By the way, that probably encompasses a lot of things and not just health insurance, but the idea of getting what you pay for. That,
yeah,
that is just a principle that we increasingly are getting away from as it becomes easier to just sell people plastic copies of things that used to last forever. Mm-hmm. And that's a major problem. Is health insurance or cars that are built on intentional obsolescence, mm-hmm, or, you know, tools, whatever they are. It's just everything we have is just becoming junk. So just actually buying something and just knowing that that's going to be the thing you have for the next 10 years, mm-hmm, you know?
I like the idea of an emergency fund.
Yeah.
Being
able to have an emergency
dream.
Fund. Sure.
Yes. Being able to have a healthy, like that old 6 month standard or whatever it was, so that if you lost your job, you didn't have to fear for being able to pay your bills and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would put that on mine, emergency fund.
From the text line, I don't need a 2-car garage. I need 2 weeks off without my boss texting me. That is, I don't know too many people who can take 2 weeks off in a row.
Yeah, it's you've been there for a long
unless
time.
Unless you've been at a place for a long time, it's rare. It's rare that people can take 2 weeks off. I did it once here, and it was like 2015 or 16 or so. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. It was at the end of the year, so it wasn't like a lot of people take off in radio towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
But I felt weird when I came back. Like I was like, I've been gone for so long. I wonder if my key card will even work anymore.
I've done it most of the last several years. Mm-hmm. I've been at KBZ for a very long time.
Right.
And so...
how long have you been here combined with doing the morning show?
I mean, I moved here in 2007.
Yeah.
For that job. So, it's been a long time.
Been a long time.
I also don't... I mean, you kind of know how much time you have.
Yeah.
And people use it in different ways. And I don't get sick. But and I don't take days off to work at my house.
Same thing. But even then, I still feel guilty taking a lot of time off. It's dumb, too. Because I can rationalize it. I deserve it. I work hard. I deserve the money. Or not the money. Well, the money.
Yeah.
But I deserve time off.
For me, it's about what I value.
What are you laughing about
in there,
Quentin?
What I value.
Huh?
I was just thinking it's a little Freudian slip. That's what that was.
I deserve more money. Well, fine. If you know what that is true, though.
What was the Freudian slip?
I guess because I said I deserve the money.
Yeah, made me laugh a little bit.
That is something I've always thought, though. If you don't take vacation time, then you should get paid for it. You know what I mean? You should get it. Like
they want you to take it so that you don't. They don't want to pay you for it.
At a lot of jobs, if you get laid off, they have to give you your payment in vacation time. Like not all of them, but I've been laid off a couple times, and they had to pay off vacation time. That would be nice. Anyway, back to this: the American Dream 2.0, stable Wi-Fi, a decent streaming bundle under $100, and Amazon Prime guaranteed. That's wealth in 2025. I don't know. That's pretty much setting your sights low. I feel like if you're just like, I just want to have stable Wi-Fi. Most of us have stable Wi-Fi unless you work in this building.
Unless you're out in the country. I mean, we have some work to do with rural areas,
mm-hmm,
for stable Wi-Fi. But
here's a question. How much do you need to make to be rich? To be like considered rich?
Depends on how you define rich, as I answer your question with a question.
Yeah.
If you define rich by 1%, mm-hmm, of wherever you live, like what's the one percenter in where you live?
Okay.
That's how I would define it.
I guess so. Yes, Quentin.
I would answer if you're currently living the American dream.
then you're rich?
Yeah.
So if you can afford $5 million over 43 years.
Yeah, if you currently have everything on that eight, if you have all eight of those things, then I would consider that rich.
But what if I don't want everything on here? Because I think that's kind of an angle I want to talk a little bit more about. What if I have no desire to have two kids and pay for college. And at this point in my life, I'm 46. That is not happening for me. And the older I get, the more I'm more content with that. And so that's $876,000 I don't have to kick in. I'm probably spending a little more on the yearly vacation than most, because mm-hmm, I'm doing bigger trips than most people. I don't care about owning a new car, so cut that down a little bit. I don't want everything on here. Until that long ago, I didn't care about owning a home until I found one I loved.
Hey, Weir.
Yeah.
Notice she left the pets thing off.
Yeah.
Oh.
As I see your dog walking in the background.
The pets thing gets infinitely more complicated by the hour.
All right. So people are texting in. Somebody had a really good one, and they said being able to eat healthy, make healthy choices for your body, and live a little bit longer and live healthier. That's good. I think that would be considered part of the American dream. When, again, this was written in the 1930s, the average life expectancy was in the 60s. So I guess living longer and healthier and being able to afford to eat healthy, not just be like, well, it's $5 meal at McDonald's. I guess I'll just have that for the third time this week. Mm-hmm. Retiring at 65. It's not needing to escape a job in the first place. I just want a job that doesn't eat me alive. So somebody, I take a smaller 401k over a bigger existential crisis.
Current retirement age is 67 for
something
security?
Like that. Yeah. Yeah. They raised it, right?
People keep saying 65. I'm like, I don't think it's 65 anymore. Mm. I don't. My hope is for Social Security to be there. When I look at retirement, my plan doesn't assume that, but that's my American dream, is that Social Security pays me what I paid in.
What's this retirement you guys are speaking of? Well,
you're a lot younger. Yeah. You'll these are our problems.
Hold on. I'm looking at what is the 1% near me? They don't have that. That's just nationally. What do you need to make to be the 1%?
Yeah,
what do
what's
you need,
the average salary?
What do you need to make to be in the 1% in America, just in general?
Well, I think there's some significant gaps that are throwing off that number.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. 1% in America. Sorry, as I'm typing so you know I'm doing something. $800,000 annually is in the 1% for nationally.
Is that...
So you would consider that rich then, $800,000.
Okay, so what's the average annually? Average salary in Kansas City? Because I'm also typing as fast as I possibly can because we're so well prepared.
So for the state of Kansas, it's $550,000. For Missouri, it's only $500,000.
For it to be in the 1%.
To be in the 1%. The cheapest state on here where you can be in the 1% and live in that state is Mississippi at only $382,000 a year. Can you be in the 1% in Mississippi?
Boy, that word rich is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Because you can live in the Kansas City area making that amount of money. And I don't know that I'd consider you rich. I mean, with housing prices the way they are.
Oh,
you're not driving flashy cars and,
wait,
you know.
At $550,000 a year?
I don't know that I consider that.
Oh, I would. You're going to have
combined income?
Even if it's combined. Yeah. You can have a huge house.
I think you're high income, but I don't know that maybe rich has a different connotation to me. Like
what is
rich? If somebody's rich, because they have all the stuff. And all the toys.
Scrooge McDuck type.
Yeah, they have a pool that's filled with coins that they can dive into and break their neck. Or they have a yacht. I think that's it. If you have a yacht, then you're rich.
Like if you have more than a 3-car garage, I think you're rich.
Okay.
Because a lot of people have 2-car plus like the little side bay.
Yeah.
But if you have the 4-car garage.
Holy cow. The most expensive state to be rich in, or to need the most or whatever, is... Connecticut. We need to have $950,000 to be considered in the 1% in Connecticut. California is only $844,000.
Okay.
New York State is seven. I bet it varies by area, though. I bet New York City in Manhattan, you probably need $2 million.
Oh, I'm sure it's
to be considered rich.
Chicago?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's way up there.
Illinois is 661, but Chicago's got to be higher. Yeah.
San Francisco's going to be up there.
Yeah. So,
okay.
All right.
I feel worse. I think about, I look at those numbers and I go, like, it's a good thing I'm not having kids because I don't know what I would do.
They're expensive, but you can sell off body parts.
But so you love them.
Yeah. And plus their kidneys are so valuable on the black market. Coming up, I just mentioned it. It was one of the states I just mentioned, but first cousin marriages are about to be banned in which state that I just mentioned? That's a great tease. I'm just telling you guys, I'm good at my job. That's coming up on Midday.
Jonathan Weir, how many states do you think allow first cousin marriage in the United States?
You would think none.
You would think none.
But that is not the case. I'm going to say 20?
It's a little bit higher.
A little bit higher?
25.
25.
Because I'm going to count
you know
this
what?
Latest
I
state
was
in the list.
Say half. And I was like, no, that's too simple. That's too easy. So, no, but it was
not allowed.
That's funny.
In Kansas or Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk in a moment about where it is allowed. But we have a new state that's on the list.
And it is Connecticut.
Yes.
Connecticut, not cousins. So, yeah, Hartford, out of Gray News, a new law in Connecticut is expected to go into effect October 1st, banning first cousin marriages. Both Democratic and Republican lawmakers, hey, bipartisan agreement,
woo-hoo! Wow.
Agreed on the bill earlier this year. According to officials, procreation between first cousins can increase the chance of birth defects. Rocky Hill resident Joanna Pucuro said, it's just so wrong because of the birth defects. The birth defects thing is something that gets talked about a lot. I've seen studies, and I'm not encouraging cousin loving here, though I am from Southern Illinois. But I've seen studies that say that it actually doesn't increase the birth defects any more than like a geriatric pregnancy. So I think it's overblown. I think we just consider it gross. I think it's just a taboo, and I don't really have time to go into why it's a taboo, but that I think it's more that.
I am unfortunately on the Wikipedia page that explains all of this to me state by state, and the place that I'm stuck is each state it will tell you is first cousin marriage allowed, and then it'll tell you if there are exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Wisconsin, a lot of times it's allowed only if it's two males. Two males can marry. Two male first cousins can marry.
Because they
can't procreate. Not going to have babies.
That makes sense.
Yes. In Wisconsin, it's allowed only if any woman in the party is at least 55, because they think people over the age of 55
can't procreate. Yeah.
Can't procreate.
So what if you, what if you get a hysterectomy?
There's an age, it's 55 or 65 in most states. And then there's the, if one of the parties is infertile, they'll allow it.
Okay, well, there you go.
How do you prove, what's going to be your proof of that when you go to get your marriage license?
I don't know. I mean, they do make you do a blood test in some states to show that you're not first cousins, right? Maybe that would be, you need to pee on a stick. I don't know.
Do you want to guess some of the states where it is legal? Because it's not what I would expect. I don't know what I was expecting, but it's not
so
this.
So it's weird because I think there's some states that are sensitive to it because of their reputation. So right. Like, I bet Texas it's illegal.
It is not legal in Texas.
Alabama.
Why is this chart so big? It is legal in Texas, in Alabama still.
Mississippi?
It is not legal in Mississippi.
Okay, there you go. Arkansas.
It is legal in Alabama, Alaska, like California. Like, I'm just surprised.
Yeah, it's legal in California
because
they're not sensitive to
it.
Nobody associates cousin loving with California. Though there's definitely some parts of Northern California where you should. All right.
Quentin didn't have a song for this. There's not a cousin loving song.
I think he came in with one. He came in hot there, Jamie. Yeah.
Oh, what was it? I didn't notice it.
I don't know if we can repeat the lyrics. Okay. Anyway, that's the show. Dana Parks and next. Love you guys. Bye, bye, bye. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind.
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.